have you been away? Through all those lonely, 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 lonely nights. That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you'd pick up that telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, how you feeling? Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did were all for real, not a dream? I just can't believe they've all faded out of view. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doo-wop, doobie-doobie-wop. Do I do lie? Blue days, black nights. Do I do lie? I look into the sky. The love you need ain't gonna see it through. And I wonder why the little things you planned ain't coming true. Oh, oh, telephone line, give me some time. I'm living in twilight. Oh, oh, telephone line, give me some time. I'm living in twilight.
That was Copper. What'd you think, Valk?
I think the backtrack sounded like a Mega Man backtrack, and that was cool. Well, like, the intro sounded like Mega Man music. I thought it was going to be a song from a video game and got excited. And then it was something about telephones and crap, and I didn't care anymore.
Valk just no shame in anything she says. None whatsoever.
Not really, no.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sad though, Copper. I feel like you ran into the same issues you did on your Pop Love Deluxe song. Like, it was really toppy and really shouty, and I don't know, like, how to rectify that. I don't know how to help. I'm sad. No, I can't think of, like, how you can translate kind of shouty into singing, so I don't know, but it, like, kind of sounded like that throughout. You had good emotion, so that was good, but you need to, like, get your topping under control, like, lower the volume of your microphone on your computer so it stops doing that, because it's really distracting and it takes away from the performance.
Yeah, it was, it sounded like kind of strainy for him too, like too high in some places. Yeah, I felt like you did run into a lot of the same problems. Also, did the song just like end? Like,
Awesome.
and it was like that's like the instrumental, or did, I guess I was kind of confused about where this exactly was supposed to end.
I think he did like half a song because he didn't have time. I told him it was like okay to submit that because he like,
Yeah, I mean, I'd
yeah,
rather him submit
like
like a
issues.
part of a song than nothing, but yeah, so that was a little odd, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think, Beloved?
Yeah, my first note was that this was really too high for you. I think you should have probably either picked a different song or definitely taken this down because it was really too high. And I also agree about the peaking and the mic issues. It was really distracting. And it was slightly shouty, and there were just a lot of off-key parts in this, and a lot of scooping. I don't know, I wasn't a big fan of this. I feel like it was kind of a step back for me.
Yeah. Sad times.
I guess we should move on. Miss Voice of an Angel is next.
Yay.
Woohoo!
I'm so tired of being here, suppressed by all my childish fears. And if you have to leave, I wish that you would just leave. Your presence still lingers here, and it won't leave me alone. These wounds won't seem to heal. This pain is just too real. There's just too much that time cannot erase. When you cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. When you'd scream, I'd fight away all of your fears. And I held your hand through all of these years, but you still.
That was Miss Voice of an Angel.
Woo.
Woo. What'd you think, beloved?
My first note is that I hate this song so much.
Oh, no.
Like, I liked it at one time, but then I just,
Yeah, I love Evanescence, and this is, like, my least favorite song of theirs.
Yeah.
I feel like it just got really, like, overplayed, on the radio.
Yeah, they tend to do that, don't they? To be good
songs
that make you hate it. Anyway, sorry. I don't know how I felt about this. There were a lot of problems. There were some minor timing issues here and there, but then there were a couple really, really big ones that just kind of stuck out a lot. I thought you had really nice emotion, but there were a lot of parts that were kind of off pitch, under pitch on some of the higher notes, and I don't know, you cut off a lot of your lines really quick, so it kind of had a choppy feel to it in parts. I'm not too sure how I felt about this. I don't know.
Yeah, this, I don't know, like, there were some things that I really liked about this. Like, I thought your emotion was so good. Like, I don't know, like, you really performed it well.
Yeah.
But then you had some, like, timing issues. And, like, you, like, were slightly flat in some places. And then, like on your second verse, you got, like your mixing changed.
The mixing,
sure what you did. Yeah, like, it got really quiet. Like, it was like you didn't put... Hold on. Okay, sorry. It was like you didn't put your reverb on it. Or it was really... That was really strange.
It just sounded like you were really far away from your mic for me. Like, it sounded like you, like, recorded the first half one day and then recorded the second half the other day or something. And then, like, yeah, there were different qualities or something.
Yeah, that was so strange. Like, I don't know. And, like... Yeah, but, like, then... But, like, your emotion was so good. It was, like, some of the best emotion I've ever heard from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What'd you think, Val?
Yeah, I liked the emotion a lot, too. And the singing in the first half I thought was really good. But then once, the second verse came in, it was, like, really inconsistent. Because you were, like I said, like, far... It sounded like you were far away from your mic. And, like... It sounded like you had a completely different voice tone in the second verse onward, and it just made it sound really inconsistent, and it kind of, like, knocked the emotion that you had off, too. I feel like you, like, did this, like, two different days, but, like, if you're gonna, like, do a song in chunks, you need to, like, listen to the first half and try and match the second half to that instead of, like, just be like, I'm going to record this. I don't know if that's what you did, but that's what it sounded like. And there were, like, the pitch issues and stuff. So, I wish he would have done, like, I don't know. So another Evanescence song. Their songs are kind of intense, though, so.
Okay, so I guess we should move on. Keep going. Sharp Cookies is up next.
Woo!
The cash and I'll leave it eight legs to the wall. Kill them all and we crawl and we crawl and we crawl. You'll be my detonator. Look, give me love, give me love. I don't need it, but I'll take what I want from your heart and I'll keep it in a bag.
In a box.
Put an X on the floor. Give me more, give me more, give me more.
Shut up and sing it with me.
From all security to every enemy. We're on your poverty standing in. Reformation, my flow and artery, your plastic surgery,
us more detonation. More.
Let me tell you about the Sandman. Shut up and let me see your jazz hands. Remember when you were a madman? Thought you was Batman. It hit the party with a gas can. Kiss me, you animal. You run the company. Fuck like a Kennedy. I think we'd rather be burning your information. Let's blow another ray. Get plastic surgery. Keep your apology. Give us more detonation. Right here, right now, all the way in Battery City. The little children raise their open, filthy palms like tiny daggers up to heaven. And all the juvie halls and the wriggling rats and angels made from neon and fucking garbage scream out, what will save us? The sky opened up. Everybody wants to change the world, but no one wants to die. Wanna try, yeah, I'll be a detonator. Make no apology. Death victory. From my authority, crash and burn, young and loaded. Drop like a bullet shell, just like a supercell. I'd rather go to hell than be in purgatory. Cut my hair, gag and bore me. Hold it in, let this world end.
All right, that was Shop Cookies with na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. That's actually
the name of the song?
Yeah, it's actually...
Really?
Yeah, it's called... I'll see how many times it says it.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's called na-na-na, but then in parentheses, na-na-na-na-na-na.
That's awesome.
By My Chemical Romance. I really love this song. I really love this CD. Okay, Cookies, I think your energy was really good for this. And I liked your, like, acting, like, when you spoke.
Yeah, I loved the talking part. It was so cool.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes your diction was lost because it is such a fast song. So sometimes I had a hard time, like, understanding exactly what you were saying. Like, I knew because I know the song, but if you didn't know the song, I could see where that would be, like, a little difficult. In some places, your mixing was quiet. I don't know if that's because you're not used to your new mic or something, but, like, in some places, you were really quiet, and in other places, you were really loud. Some of your na-na-na's... Some of your na-na-na's, like, in the background were off timing-wise a little bit, and sometimes some of your layering was off timing-wise. Like, it just sounded like it wasn't, like, synced perfectly. But I really liked your energy, and I thought your vocals were pretty good in most of the places. So it was mostly just like diction and like mixing for me that was like making it throw it off. What do you think, Shabri?
I really had the exact same notes.
Oh my goodness.
Almost down to a T. did you mention the rushing the tempo?
I said her timing was a little off, but I didn't say specifically that.
So. Yeah, that's... Really, everything I had.
Woo.
So second was She Said.
What'd you think, Val?
I've heard Turtle do this song before, but that's the first time I've heard it, so I was confused with what you were saying, because I don't really know the song that well. I really, really liked the speaking part. It was cool. the song is like, it was like, this is going to sound weird, but it was, like, really chaotic in, like, a good way. It wasn't, like, because you were doing it bad or whatever, but it was, like, really chaotic sounding. And I think that's just, like, the nature of the song, and you, like, pulled it off really well. But, yeah, I agree with, like, the diction, and you were kind of hard to hear in the first verse and stuff. You were saying, like, dead, like deadinating instead of detonating with a T, so like, yeah, that type of stuff. And the Na-Na harmonies were cool, but yeah, a few of them were off timing. But I thought that kind of added to the chaoticness too, so I kind of liked that, even though, even if it's not supposed to be that way. And there was a puff when you said...
Oh, yeah, I wrote that too.
Yeah, on the speaking part, there was like a T word. I forgot what it was, but there was a puff there. So just be careful. But
also
yeah,
liked
I thought
that when she said fuck, you know how I get when Cookie says fuck.
I know.
I liked how much she really said it. Like there was a couple times where she would just be like, and the fucking, like it was like very stressed that she was saying fuck. I don't know if you did that on purpose, but it was funny.
Yeah, and in the talking part, there's like a cool like layer that was more intense and like enraged, and I thought that was really cool. I just think you did a really good job on this song.
Up next is Skywish.
Yay!
Times I try, but I'm still caged inside. Somebody get me through this nightmare. I can't control myself. So what if you can see the darkest side of me? No one would ever change this animal. It's not the real me. Somebody help me tame this animal. I can't escape myself. So many times I've lied, but there's too rage inside. Somebody get me through this nightmare. I can't control myself. So what if you can see the darkest side of me? No one would ever change this animal I have become. And we believe it's not the real me. Somebody help me tame this animal I have become. And we believe it's not the real me. Somebody help me tame this animal.
And that was Skywish. with animal she has become. Oh my god.
Sorry.
There's a cat.
Avalanche!
Oh my god. Something.
Are you like getting buried in stuff?
Sheree, no. Are you alive?
They're being taken out, so.
Oh.
That was like so scary. Are you sorry alive, about that. Sheree?
Continue.
What did you think about?
I think this is like sexy. I like love your voice so much. I'm like jealous. I love your vibrato. It's so awesome. I think the verse, like one, it was like alternating, and like one line was too low for you, and then one wasn't, and then one was, and then one wasn't. And it was kind of weird. I really liked the emotion and how like raw, like you went like crazy with this, and it was cool. I really liked the choruses. Yeah, that's about it, really. I can't think of anything else. So, I liked this. I don't know how, what these two think, but I, like, really liked this a lot.
I think I'm, like, halfway liked it, halfway was confused by it. Some parts seemed a bit low for you, and I kind of wanted a little bit more energy from it. Like, I felt like there was just a little bit of something missing. But I did really like, I really liked your build with
yeah,
your,
like, good.
And like the, like this animal, like build, like when you whispered it, that was like really scary. I was like, what is going on? Scary. So that was
it
like,
sounded like the, the Nightmare Before Christmas voices you did. And I was like, that's funny.
It was like
Oogie Boogie voices.
It was like super scary. Really cool, though. I think you captured the feel of the song really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Good job. Sheree?
I'm kind of afraid to go now, because I wasn't a big fan of it.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I think Val really liked it, and I was, like, sort of in the middle, and then you were kind of...
Yeah.
For me, I think the thing that killed it for me was just the way you sang it. I don't know. It felt like you pronounced things a little bit too much. It was just too open, and I don't know. It just sounded strange to me. Just some of the stylistic choices you made, I just wasn't really a fan of for me personally. And also that it was too low. But really, it was just the choices you made with it that I just wasn't a fan of.
All right. I mean, that's fair. Everybody has their own opinions.
Yeah.
So.
But now you can leave. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Leave.
Val was like, I will fight you to the death. Okay. So, Lash is up next.
Lash.